Computerized.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the All Range Mode podcast. It's been a while.
Oh, hiatus.
But we're here. We're in a new location. We're on episode 112.
We're kicking it live, baby.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to dive in. I'm TJ.
I'm Chad.
And I'm Joe. Hello.
Welcome back, boys. Woo!
She says I'm cold. Only time I'm comfortable kissing is sending X and O's.
Alright, so today.
Okay, so
you
keep going.
Yep.
Keep going. Well, I was going to break it.
Nah, it's okay. It's okay.
Alright, there's an extra beer in here.
Oh, I think so.
Yeah, TJ, let me have it. What's up?
Tell us where we are, TJ.
We gotta tell a story. So, you might sound
go from square one.
It's the bike tour.
Square one. I gotta think.
What is the bike tour?
Right.
Bike
so
tour. Okay.
Yeah. So we were recording a podcast once, and we were about to do a bike tour, and I mean, it was the end of the podcast. And Chad said, "Listen, stop. Everybody, grab some friends, grab some beers, grab some bikes, and go for a ride." And I thought that was a great thing to convey.
But the bike tour has been a tradition. For a long while now.
No,
it's four or five years going.
Okay.
Okay, the bike tour is...
I wouldn't have said that long. I would have said maybe three summers.
At least three.
We've been on at least three. Okay.
Yeah.
The point I wanted to make...
I would say four. Like, remember the one we went... Okay, we went on one with Marc Andre. How long ago was that?
Oh, my God.
That was a bike tour.
I don't think I was on that one.
Marc Andre was the beginning of our friendship.
No,
the Hanley House.
Didn't he fall down the fucking hill?
Yeah, he fell down Malden Hill.
I know Dan and I, the one after that, we recreated that night. Dan fell, and then I fell on top of him.
So the bike tour is you get on your bicycles.
Grab your backpacks.
Grab your backpacks. You fill them up with your beers, and you hit all the spots that were important in your formative years. All the little parks, maybe a little toboggan hills. You go and you sit by the river for a little bit, and
beer,
all in all,
you just tell the stories. Like, this is why this means anything to me.
Yeah, you talk about girls you've been with. You talk about games you played, how you met, and you reminisce. And you sit on the mountains high, look into the stars, and drink some booze with your buds, and then on to the next. And you tour the spots.
Exactly, bike tour.
Bike tour.
Here we are. Bike
it will
tour
not fail you.
Canadian bike tour 2015.
Yeah. Yeah.
One of many.
So this is us on location of the bike tour. So far, we've been down to where I got married. So that was fun. We also hit Dan's house.
Yeah, we went,
which was
Dan's
uneventful.
House. We drove past.
Pissed in the river.
Reversed. Yeah. Back again.
Pissed in the river, and now we're at ye old Amherstburg Ice Arena, ice hockey arena.
Yeah,
mega complex.
Is it a mega?
Emily
complex?
Came like, here like, and. Described this thing to me as if it was like the holy grail of complexes. Like, it was just, her mind was blown.
Are you moving to Amherstburg?
No.
Okay.
Maybe in like 16 years.
That's exactly when I'm moving to Amherstburg.
Well, we saw some houses today in the water.
TJ's.
I'm that guy. Chad's
inland. You're going to buy one of those half millies?
Yeah.
That's probably three quarties millies.
Three cord? That's a three C mill?
Yeah.
You're buying one of the half millies?
Playing three chords.
No, I'm getting a nice, like,
I'm not playing three
buck 20-er. I'll get a nice buck 20-er.
Buck 20?
Yeah, man, that's where
I'm
living. I'm
all county. I'll go county Amherstburg, like a few streets away. Like,
you're gonna go down Alma?
Yeah,
into the deep?
I'm going into the deep. I want that property.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it's one thing to be able to walk to the water.
Yeah. I mean, what are we? This is a 5-minute bike ride straight to the water.
Yeah. But if you're you're going to go into the deep, though. Like, it's another fucking 20-minute bike ride out to the deep before your first real estate's going to pop up.
All the more scary. Honestly, though, like, as much as I want the
is
deep...
Is Dieter still trying to get a pop?
No. Yeah,
what's he getting?
He's going to pee.
He's unlocking the keys.
All right. So that's the bike tour.
Yeah, we're at the Amherstburg Mega Complex. I'm pretty sure a lot of people probably have these in their cities.
Yeah. Just a small town, massive ice hockey. I can hear you peeing.
Yeah, they got hockey. There's an AstroTurf.
Baseball diamonds.
An AstroTurf football field, which is unbelievable. I don't know why. I went to Chicago one time,
Chicago.
And there was a soccer field that was all AstroTurf. And
that was really nice.
Mandy and I ran on there fucking barefoot. It was the time of our lives.
Chad and so TJ fun. Raced, which Chad won the race.
Smoked.
Yeah, you did smoke him.
Barely.
Was it a
big smoke?
Probably you know not. What? I could see him once you pulled away, he slowed down.
Yep.
He didn't try to hang in there. But you were pulling away, to be honest. And there was only about 25 feet left. Either way, you won. You beat him. I don't race anymore. Racing days are behind me.
That was a good race.
So my racing days, just like my see how long I can hold my breath days.
Those
also
are never
like
you, man.
No, I'm done with you. Like
small little competitions?
No, I'm all for small competitions. I am all for that.
Yeah.
It's more
so why are you off that?
Because I no longer put myself in a situation where I'm going to be uncomfortable.
Or lose?
No, it's not about losing. I honestly don't care to win. Like
pushing your body to its limits.
No, but I climbed the fucking pole. None of you assholes did that.
That was pretty cool.
I'm the only one who's fucking doing inward backflips off of Dan's shed. I'm the only one who's hurdling his fucking deck.
There you go.
So, I mean, but I'm not going to be uncomfortable doing that. Bracing a fucking 100 meters sounds like a nightmare to me.
That was fun. I was the guy who never liked competitions. I hate fucking competitions. But it's just fun. And I was dying by the end of it.
And I like competitions as well, but it's the... I wouldn't have been comfortable doing that. I'm uncomfortable holding my breath, so...
I love holding my breath. I could smoke all you guys.
No. I know you could. It's just... It's something you're interested in. I don't have it in me.
I once went 3 minutes and 15 seconds.
It's not possible.
And Dan went, like, 2:45.
No, you had a...
Fuck.
No, man.
No. Your clock was wrong. Whoever was keeping time...
It was a fucking Timex.
Kept track?
A Timex, like, whatever those watches are.
A Timex watch?
Yeah. What are they called, though? Stopwatch.
A watch.
Timex stopwatch. We're all good.
Well, I don't know. That's just my stance.
I was drunk.
There's certain other things that I won't... I won't even touch them.
I haven't done a race, think of it. Though. Like, don't you remember being
a
younger?
A foot race?
Though? Yeah. Don't you remember being younger? I was like, oh, I'm faster than everybody. I just want to race.
I do remember a time like that, but
that's what I rekindled right now. Like, I might be able to beat TJ. I don't know.
I was like the guy who was slower than the cool kids.
Yeah.
But the fastest of the non-cool kids.
Yeah.
I was at the cusp.
Yeah. I haven't been.
And then I dropped off.
I haven't been fast cool since Jesus grade 9. Like. Summer of grade 10, I stopped being fast. Sorry, summer of grade 9. I stopped being the fast kid and started being the skater. And
grade 7, 1,500 meter.
Yeah.
Nobody wanted to do it? No, last place.
Yeah, me too.
First place in my school, which was also last place because I was the only one to try it out. But I went to track meet that year.
You ran it by yourself?
Fucking ball. Yeah. No, like in my school. Nobody wanted to do 1,500.
So it was just
I'll do it.
Taking the track doing 1,500?
Yeah. And then and next
so
year,
all the kids were sitting in the stands while TJ ran the 1,500.
No, other schools. Sure, during tryouts.
Yeah.
It was me, I guess. Like, hey, you want to do it? Yeah, sure. I don't even remember.
TJ!
I did shot put in grade 7, actually.
Oh, yeah.
What's eight, the, grade 8, I want to go back to track.
I could not do shot put, man.
What's the opposite of a privilege? A burden? Anyway, I had the burden of going to school with, like, in grade school with, like, an African.
Tongue Bachia?
The Kenyan?
Yeah, it's Tongue Bachia. So, like,
that
it, like
guy,
grade three, like, we were neck and neck, and then he, like, his fucking biological makeup kicked in, and it was just over. I was no longer the fastest kid in school.
You guys know Kyle Kane, by chance?
No.
Kyle Kane is, like, on the university basketball team. He was, like, expected to go pro easily. He was... the best at every fucking sport.
It's wild.
And then his knee got busted up. He's one of those guys who had bad knee problems.
I might have seen him in Vancouver.
Maybe. He's, like, from fucking... I'm talking from grade 7 and 8, he was destined to be a basketball player.
Roman and I went to, like, a bar in Vancouver, and I'm like, typical fucking Roman. Like, we walk into a random bar in the middle of nowhere, and someone's like, Roman Morrow? And, like, came over and talked to us, and... I was just like, this is ridiculous. Like, now, this is getting out of hand. Do you remember when we went to the rope for the first time? And we met those fucking kids who knew Roman?
They knew Roman?
They knew Borden. And I was like, so you know Roman, right? And they're like, oh yeah, Roman, man. That guy's fucking, it's like, you're 16, you're 12 years younger than Roman. But they just knew him. Like, that's his fucking story. But anyway, yeah, like, we walked into a random bar in the middle of Vancouver, and some guy knew him, and he was like this Adonis that was supposed to go to the NBA and shit, and then hurt his fucking knee. That's the only reason I bring him up, because he hurt his knee. Hmm. Did this guy go to Villanova at any point?
Yeah, he did. He switched to Villanova.
There you go. It's probably the same fucking guy, man.
Yeah, he lived on...
That's weird.
Oh, my God. I forget the street name. Jerry dated a girl named Kat.
He lived on that street.
Academy. It was right near Central Park in Windsor, if you know where that is.
Wow.
That was definitely him. I think he moved to Villanova for scholarships, for, like, basketball and to play...
Yeah, and then he probably went to Vancouver for work.
Probably,
never played basketball again.
He was actually a big douche back in the day.
He looked like a douche.
He knew he was the shit. I remember, like, working at the gym and had posters of him, like, playing ball. Play for the Lancers. He was talented.
There's posters of that Patriots guy, the football player, all over the Vollmer Center. New England Patriots, they won the Super Bowl, like, twice in a row or whatever.
Wilson guy?
Yeah. His fucking posters are all over the Vollmer. I mean, like, fine.
I mean, yeah, he went to Sandwich. He's a small-town kid who won fucking the Super Bowl two times in a row.
He went to Sandwich?
Yeah. Villanova.
Okay.
He went to Villanova.
All right. Yeah, Sandwich is, like, that's a little crazy because that's right behind Vollmer. But whatever, I mean, do you guys want to talk about games at all or movies? I watched some movies. I've done so many things.
It's been 3 weeks since games.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're finally home from E3. It was a wild time. We're all back from E3. I mean, yeah, we were there.
We had our E3 episode where we talked about all that shit.
Dan wasn't here.
He's neither here nor there.
We're here.
Should we talk about that?
And Dan is not here.
Dan, your pool was... The temperature was perfect for tonight.
Yeah.
No. I was very excited to go in this pool.
And we dove.
Should we tell a story? I feel like we should.
Dan's story?
Well, we knew Dan was out of town, so we went to crash his pool, and then we found out his fucking wife was home.
And baby.
Yeah.
Danny Jr.
We had beers in our backpacks. The bike tour started at Dan's house. Pull up to Dan's house, all lights blasting.
NASCAR. Black all over the fucking TV.
All over it. You know, and we gave up on
that. Looks like we're not going swimming, but the night is young. I'm swimming tonight. I brought trunks.
I taped my fucking ghetto blaster on the front of my bicycle. It's literally duct taped to the front.
Ghetto blaster.
My Bluetooth ghetto blaster.
Ghetto Bluetooth.
Yeah. That's still going to get a lot of life.
Blaster.
I feel like everyone who came and saw, like, loved it.
The tunes?
Oh, yeah. We're blasting good tunes. Like, hey, Amosburg, like, let's get some culture.
Good fucking tunes, man.
TJ, do you want to talk about television before we jump into games?
Yeah.
All right, let's hear it.
I got some TV, too.
I got some TV. True Detective.
Oh, my God. I have not been watching.
Me neither.
It's the best week-to-week show of all time.
Is he his head?
I'm fine with that.
Really? Okay, cool.
I mean, is it not? Do you disagree?
I don't know. You get a solid hour of television.
A lukewarm reception earlier today.
But it's not the kind of show, like, pretend you waited and watched True Detective Season 1 in a day. You wouldn't get the week-to-week of, like...
Yeah.
Like, you finish the episode and you get a week to dwell on it. You get a week to think about it. And just kind of sit on it. And the fallout and then anticipation into the next episode, you get 3 days of each. Mm-hmm. And then you get a fucking boom, another awesome episode of television. It's great.
How are
when you like think about us talking about the podcast every week, talking about what happened on that episode, right? There's a week of buzz that happens opposed to the Netflix version where you just
there were serious cliffhangers week to week in season one, and sure enough, like I was telling Chad, there's more pieces for the show writers to put together in this season. It's multiple police squads. It's, you know, like you don't quite know what's happening, and it's just a much bigger story, and they still want you to care about each character. So they're spending their time, and you know, an episode can go by and you're like, nothing huge has happened, but I've learned a lot about these characters. So I enjoy that. But I mean, boom, episode 2, giant cliffhanger. I couldn't imagine just throwing on the next episode.
Is there any like really existential character like McConaughey?
There is existential things happening. Yeah.
Yeah. That's like weird. Is he thinking deep?
A little bit. It's more, it's things that we've seen before in other shows. I won't dive too much into it.
I just
want to
know if there's a guy that's just like, just as...
They're kind of all that. I feel like I don't know which one is the McConaughey character. I know that none of them are Woody Harrelson.
Yeah.
I can tell you that much. There's no like salt of the earth character. It's all, it's deeper into California. There's no like town, like small town folk. It's more like, yeah. One, like the one cop gets entangled with like a superstar, like Paris Hilton, like essentially a Paris Hilton type, accuses like him of taking a sexual favor, and then he gets all fucked up. And then there's the over the hill, like gritty cop who has had a tremendous amount of stress in the past 10 years. There's the new fucking up and comer,
young gun,
who's badass and like just looking to make a name for herself. And then there's I was gonna call him Will Ferrell, but Vince Vaughn. Vince Vaughn is a total spin on the formula because he's not a police officer. It's more like he's part of the crime scene, and how does that fit in?
Oh, cool.
So there's so much going on. There's much more going on, and you're used to that small story.
So it's going to be a whole season type thing. Like, people review each episode like, this is so stupid, but like, when you look back, probably at the entire story, you're going to be like, that was fucking...
Well, I have no reason to believe that it's going to be a one and done. Like, the first season was amazing, and they obviously had ideas for a few seasons.
Yeah.
So, and you know what? Like, I will delve deep enough to say there's sexual misconduct involved, much like the, you know, wearing masks and devil worship kind of stuff that was in the first season. So, like, I think they're connected, and I think there's going to be one big end game about, like, a crime syndicate or something. But, like, you know, we're digging in and finding things about, like, oh, it's involving prostitution, things like that. So, obviously, like, if you go and take the bigger idea of prostitution and go to the outskirts, that, like, we were in season one, you really see, like, the dirtiness of it. But now we're in the big city, and it's like the much more political, corporate crime syndicate aspect of it. California. Well, California's a state, but the city, that's what makes it interesting, is the city is a small city in California called Vinci. Cool. So like, it, this thing goes down in Vinci, and it's how like the state of California approaches it, and how the Vinci police approach it, and how they involve the state trooper who discovered the body. And you don't really know who's playing which hand, including Vince Vaughn. So it's interesting. And that's really all I'll say about that.
Did McAdams show boobies yet?
McAdams is kind of a bitch. Oh, yeah. And I'm really not into it.
That sucks. Hmm. Is she the up-and-comer?
She's the up-and-comer, yeah. Well, I suppose her and the trooper are up-and-comers, but the trooper's like a former soldier, you know, so...
Yummy.
Are there any parallels to Fargo?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Fuck. Fargo season 2, they talked about it, eh?
Oh, yeah. What happened to season 2?
Did you see the rumors about Firefly?
What rumors about Firefly?
That it could possibly be returning?
Picked up?
Really? What about Castle? Is it done?
Who gives a shit? That guy would quit in a fucking heartbeat if Firefly came back on.
I guess.
What would you do with Firefly? First of all, it'd have to be Netflix or...
I started watching Firefly.
AMC.
I started watching Firefly again.
Netflix or AMC only.
It can only be Netflix.
What was it on?
Who the hell else would give it a chance?
What was that?
What was it on?
Fox.
Fox, yeah.
Really?
Fox,
yeah.
Oh, man, that would be amazing on AMC or something. He's vulgar as you want.
I'd want at least 3 seasons guaranteed. And they already did the movie, so yeah, where do you go from there?
Serenity ended some shit.
Oh, I killed Wash.
Like, Alan Tudyk, yeah. That guy's gone.
I almost don't want it.
Maybe it'll be
anything Josh Whedon is fine.
Joss,
sorry.
Yes, I don't know if it's fine. I know it's there was fine. there was a lot of fuck off then in the whole Marvel relationship. Age of Ultron was like Joss Whedon saying, "I'm gonna make the perfect movie," and then Marvel says, "Well, you need to make sure you say this, and you make sure you do this, and you show off this, and this is gonna, we have to have screen time for that.
Yeah.
And he said, fuck off then.
Stick it up your own fucking asses.
Stick it up your own fucking asses. Give it to the Russo bros, who are the ones taking
Weeden out? Is he gone?
He's done.
Sweet.
Really?
I've had, you know what?
I'm glad to have him back, man.
Thank
I'm
you very much. Thanks for the good movies. I don't need another one. Mm. I wish you the best, and I'm excited to see whatever you have to bring.
Anything,
but I don't want another Joss Whedon Marvel movie.
No. I want him back to our side.
I want to see
I don't necessarily
Joss
mind
Whedon
the whole
versions
thing.
Of other movies. Dude, I watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Have you guys seen that at all?
Not at once.
No.
His breed of comedy is unique to him, to himself. And it's so obvious he has some control over that. Just the type of jokes and the direct... Like, it's like he sets you in a direction that you expect to know what's going to happen. And then it turns on its side quickly. Like, no, he's not. It's gonna. I'm gonna buck the stereotypes. But
what did
in
he have
a
to do with
way.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
I don't know. But the banter between the characters, like the writing, is clear that
it definitely has a. Well, okay, I know what you're talking about. It has a Joss Whedon stamp, which is very good for television. But the common criticism for Age of Ultron, specifically, and it does bleed into the original Avengers or the first Avengers movie, is. You don't get Thor and Iron Man and fucking, you know, Loki. You get Joss Whedon and Joss Whedon and Joss Whedon. And every character sounds the same. And they don't, like... And they all have the same brand of humor.
And oh,
which,
yeah, you're right.
Which
you're
isn't
right,
necessarily
right.
bad, but, like, it's Joss Whedon's writing. I can hear him, his
He
jokes.
Inserts himself in every character. Every yeah. character is as clever as he is,
which,
right?
Which is yeah. fine. I mean, I'm not saying it's the worst fun. Thing in the world, but it definitely exists, and the more I'm aware of it, the more I tend to separate myself from it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I understand what you're saying.
What else are you going to do? What else? What other option do you have? Like, you've got every fucking
Look
Avenger
at Firefly.
In the
it's
same,
same
movie.
Thing.
Yeah.
Right? Every character is just as witty as fucking hell.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, exactly. Well, there's no tortured characters. There's no, like, characters you love to hate in Joss Whedon shows. Like, there's no fucking Joffrey Baratheon, or there's no Meadow Soprano, the sister. You guys didn't watch The Sopranos?
Never
no,
seen
sir.
It.
The characters that you just like, I fucking hate that. Like, that. There's a key to that, and he's not capable of that.
Hmm. Everyone's charming in
yeah,
their own way.
Everyone is charming, exactly. Even the fucking most evil people trying to take over Earth. Like, so
you still like Loki. This guy's kind of cool.
Yeah. yeah, well, the thing yeah. with Ultron is like, oh, it's based that's on Tony Stark's design, so that's why he sounds like Tony Stark. But that's a convenient writing.
That's bullshit. The portrayal of Jarvis and Ultron in that movie is just the worst.
Oh,
are you
blue and yellow and oh?
Look at the size of this Jarvis.
Are you guys looking forward to Civil War being like Avengers 3, so to speak?
Absolutely, like, I love this movie.
There's more superheroes in Civil War than there is in Avengers. It's going to be fucking awesome. I can't wait.
I'm off.
I can pick apart those movies all
There's
day.
There's no hype. It's just it's enjoy while, enjoy the two movies.
That's
Jesus
spilling.
Christ.
Is that on your legs?
I'm sorry.
It's on my feet, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. It's in my pants.
It's still soaking.
Since we're kind of talking about movies, we're really talking about movies.
I got a towel.
We're talking about... TJ brought a towel.
I don't want a vodka towel, but it's better than vodka jeans.
Are you kind of scared about what's going on with Star Wars and all the... side projects and everything they've announced already? They're going the route of Marvel, and there's no way they can all be good.
Can I cap off the Marvel conversation before we jump into Star Wars? There's all this hate for Ant-Man because it's like underhyped. It's coming out like next week.
I just didn't give it a good review. I haven't checked Metacritic.
They don't overhype their small characters, and that's exactly why they're successful. Like Guardians. The exact same happened. Like, everyone was like, what the fuck is this? Boom. Big trailers, TV fucking spots. And then the movie came out and was like, this is funny.
This is good.
Yeah, it's good. It's not fucking Interstellar. It's not fucking, like, Fury Road. Like, it's not like a genre flick. It's a Marvel flick, and it's fun, and it's good. And they're doing the exact same thing with Ant-Man. It's just media fucking blackout until it comes out. Don't bloat anyone's expectations and tell them, like, the biggest studio is bringing you the next big thing. Like, it's just, hey, it's Ant-Man. It's going to be a lot of fun. And you go and see it, and you probably will enjoy it.
I don't think that was the message at all. Like, it is everywhere. I just don't
Ant-Man?
I don't think we watch live TV that often. It's all over the place.
I think it's going to be good, but we can move on. Star Wars, seems to be doing the exact same thing with their canonical movies, like the seven, eight, and nine, like San Diego Comic-Con, no new trailer. This movie's coming out in 4 months.
Wow.
No new, like, they're just like, why say anything?
Okay, about the main movie, but they announced like
okay, so
three other fucking spinoffs.
I've always known that. You've always known that there's going to be spinoff movies.
No, they talked about Rogue One, and
yeah, now which we knew like, about.
Yeah, we
Rogue One
about that sounds sweet. Cool, I'm into that.
This
but
new
then there
Han-
was like two fucking thing, two other things.
Well, there was a
Han Solo was a baby or some shit.
No, no, there was a heist movie, and well, hold on, there was Rogue One.
This kind of ruins. I don't know, man.
Okay, let me break it down. So there was Rogue One. Everything's going fine and working out. And then there was going to be Episode 8, which is probably doing okay. And then in between that, and in between 8 and 9, there's going to be another standalone. And no one really knew anything about it except the fact that the director left the project. So what LucasArts or Lucasfilm has done is replaced it. So it's not a new movie. They're just replacing that old one, which is good because they didn't take a movie and then replace
the
director.
So the director that left was making a Han Solo baby film?
No, the director that left was making another movie. And so, then when he left,
they announced a Han Solo baby film.
Yeah, when he left, they're like, well, that's his movie. He's gone. So they put in another person's movie. And the good news is, the directors are untested. They did 21 Jump Street.
The fucking Star Wars name on anything.
No.
Expect
but
this to happen.
The writer of this
We're
movie is
flooded with fucking Star Wars. Do you want that?
We talked about this already.
The writer of the movie is Lance
we
Kasdan.
Made the parallel.
He's the guy,
I didn't
the
think
guy
was going to be this bad.
Listen, the writer of that Han Solo
movie. At least
movie,
one per year, if not two per year.
It might
like
be
Marvel.
Two per year.
It's one per year. The writer of that Star that Han
for
Solo
now.
Do you remember
movie,
when Star Wars was like one every fucking 5 years, maybe?
Forget that. It's over. But listen, this is an important point. This is an important point.
Everybody likes Star Wars now. It's not a thing that you
can
enjoy yourself.
The writer of this, like, 2018, by the way, 2018, Chad, this 2018 Han Solo movie is the only person who's ever written Han Solo. His name is Lance Kasdan. He wrote Empire. He wrote Return of the Jedi. And he wrote The Force Awakens. And now he's making a Han Solo movie.
Han Solo movie. It's kind of cool.
So it's not as if like I don't know. Yes, they're making a lot of movies.
I'm gonna get
I
mad.
Don't,
when they
I don't
make
see
the
how
Han
that's a bad
Solo
thing.
2 movie. It's gonna be I'm, like the Wolverine.
You know what?
Movie
and the crazy
at that point.
Thing,
the
crazy
Han Solo
thing
1
doing,
movie's okay.
I don't want to know more about Han Solo. I don't need more prequels. But in the, at the same
but I'm
time,
okay with, it's a, I'm okay with origin stories.
Yeah, but it's an origin story. It's like. It's a prequel about exactly what happened before Episode 4, like a couple planets over, and now a young Han Solo movie. I agree with you. Think of something else.
It's a like, stretch, man. Like I don't like who are they going to cast that is going to replace fucking Harrison Ford as Han Solo? I couldn't give a shit. Even if the guy was great at it, he's perfect young Han Solo. There's no way I can like that.
Yeah,
I'm right there with you. I'm skeptical. Like,
and then
what makes
Fassbender.
Han Solo? What makes Han Solo so fucking important?
Right?
And then came Fassbender.
I was trying to convince Joe, and then came Fassbender, in the X-Men universe.
So if
the Fassbender of the Star Wars universe,
what, like young Magneto?
Yeah, I'm saying like Magneto. Ian McKellen was great, and then they had Fassbender. So just be.
Awesome.
No,
Fassbender
I mean
anything, and he's fucking fantastic.
Fine,
he absolutely is, but it's got to be a younger guy. It's got to be a younger guy. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I just there's no reason for me to think that this is gonna suck.
I suppose,
like this studio, like okay, let's say a studio like Sony or Paramount or fucking Columbia. I don't know whatever pictures or I don't know these studio names, but. Several movies a year they're throwing out there like what else can we do this is one studio they're only doing Star Wars movies so why would they wait just out of like
we
don't want to do too many
I don't know but
one per year is that too many
people are going to get burnt out on Marvel like I'm burnt out
okay that has not even come close to happening
has it not
no
listen you absolutely lose the allure of a universe or a world the more you approach it.
Yeah, the more we're exposed to it, Star Wars fucking Han Solo's back.
But by that
Star
logic, you could have one every 30 years, and it would be more holy than one
exactly.
every year.
You can enjoy it. Like,
so what's
like
the balance?
Star Wars is a thing that's like.
Well, you know what? You're not talking about enjoy, because they're all going to be enjoyable. It's cherish. You can cherish it and hold on to it and think like,
sure.
this is a gift. This is a gift. There's not going to be another one for 3 years. There's not going to be another one for 5 years. Like that feeling is gone. Yes, you're right.
I feel like Star Wars as it stands right now is a personal joy. Like, we all enjoy it for different reasons. We all like it. But, you know, like... it's going to be flooded everywhere. Everybody's going to like it. They're going to be out constantly. Your voice and saying, "Oh, I love the original Star Wars movies." It's going to mean nothing.
They are going to get to the point where in 10 years from now, kids are going to go, "Star Wars, meh." You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whereas now people are like,
"We're burnt out on fucking Star Wars. They ruined the license." Well, maybe they didn't ruin it.
I'm okay with that though, because I like the universe and I want it to expand. Universe. Not just
the
books.
I'm just complaining for the sake of complaining. What they should be doing is
you know what?
I hate the Marvel movies. I don't like any of the Marvel movies.
By the time they need to refocus and like, hey, this isn't working out, like they'll still have episode 7, 8, and 9, and that'll be the epicness of like, okay, I really want to see the sequel to that movie where, you know, these placeholder movies are just one-offs. They don't fit in. It's just more fun. But like, you will have to wait 2 years to see the sequel to episode 7. And then again, 2 years to see the sequel to episode 8 and know what happens with that story. And who knows, like by the time episode 9 comes out and we're thinking like, what, I'm just going to get another like bullshit Star Wars movie. They may go in a different direction and like do something that's way off.
That's it.
Where it's not like,
Star Wars story as you know it is 9 movies. And that's it.
See you in 10 years. Plus.
Maybe. Yeah.
And
yeah.
We start a new thing.
Yeah, like, I'd like to see them not lean on original trilogy characters or events. Like, come up with something new.
I hope not.
Well, that's exactly what they're doing. That rubs me. Oh, yes.
No, they're not.
Han Solo.
Seeds only. He's in it, fine, but they're definitely setting up new characters. They're going to focus on those young guys.
Han Solo is Captain America. They got Cap 2, they're fucking coming out with Cap 3, and they got the main movies in between. We're going to have Han Solo 6.
No, man.
By the time
not at all.
Episode 10 comes out.
I guarantee these new movies are going to focus on the young characters. Harrison Ford is there as a callback.
Hopefully we like him that much.
You have to. They're relying on you to like them.
I hope so.
It doesn't make sense. Well, he's going to be dead in 10 years.
Another thing, like... Harrison Ford notoriously against Star Wars, like calling them thin characters, things like that. Like, just showing up at Comic-Con, like, I'm so fucking happy that Lance wrote the script. I never thought these movies were going to happen. And I can't wait for everyone to see it.
Cool.
You know, like, it's not a cash grab. Hopefully they pull it off. I mean, I have no reason to believe they won't.
Yeah,
time's going to tell
them
that. It's fun to speculate and say like, hey, that's too much. Like, why are you giving me 6 movies in 6 years? I'm going to be, you know.
I hope it's not
exhausted.
I hope it's not a Star Trek, like type feeling. Like, Star Trek was good, but you know it was like
easily forgotten.
Oh,
it's like going to reverberate through this decades.
Yeah, like that was cool to watch, but fuck, man. Like that would hit so much harder with Star Wars if you had a feeling like that.
Like, you want this thing to be nominated for some Oscars?
Yeah, it's their fucking time, man. Like now that they're part of the Academy,
I don't think a sci-fi movie like that can nowadays without being like fucking high concept shit. You know, how is Star Wars ever going to achieve that?
Well, I mean, Lord of the Rings got nominated for Oscars.
Lord of the Rings was
a piece of art.
Big fantasy. Yeah, and it called back to. Like, J.R.R. Tolkien's, you know what I mean? Like, nowadays, like, Star Wars has saturated the market since 1977, whenever it came out, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everything's been a clone since then. They're not going to be that cool.
Even if it doesn't win Best Picture, like...
It can't make you think that much.
Best Picture is bullshit anyways. All the time. All the fucking time. Every Best Picture is bad.
Even Oscars is, like, a stretch. Like, oh, it's got to win some Oscars. But, like, literally, like...
Best soundtrack? Fuck yeah.
Best screenplay?
Soundtrack's fine.
Yeah.
Best screenplay?
Yeah.
Soundtrack could be cool, like best original score.
There's no way they can be nominated for actors because it's an ensemble cast. Like, there's way too fucking many.
There's no lead, yeah.
Maybe like best original song.
There's not gonna be any original songs. So I mean, be like Return of the King, Ed Sheeran popping in.
Return of the King won 11
just Academy the Awards,
but it was like it was director, screenplay, costume design, all that type of shit.
You know what this costume movie needs? This movie needs some serious fucking consequences. Anything that happens in this movie needs to fucking matter.
Yeah, if people That's die, it. Like we're in the era of Game of Thrones where main characters die constantly, like, and they're in a perfect point where they can kill off the old main characters.
They almost have to. Yeah. Like, how often? Are they, like, because you either need to include them in all three of these sequels, or figure out their end. Because, like, I don't need to hear about elderly Leia.
Could you imagine the Millennium Falcon exploding?
Well,
were Chewie and Han on board?
I'm notoriously on board with Leia dying in the first 10 minutes.
Oh yeah, you always said it.
Being the catalyst to fucking front the next saga. What do you do with Luke? Luke self-sacrifice maybe at the end of the movie. Han, I don't know, but
if those characters die in the time that that movie's supposed to take place, they lived a long life.
Yeah, they're fine.
Probably longer than the average span of a Jedi or anybody in their time.
Yeah.
There's a lot in between.
The one thing I had to take away from Comic-Con was they introduced like the rest of the cast, like which characters they were going to play.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So they outlined Domhnall Gleeson and saying like he's a general for the First Order and just like fucking evil. Like he's just an evil guy, right? Like he's a badass. And then they ask Adam Driver like, oh, well, you know, like how did you feel like being evil? Because he's Kylo Ren. And it was just like a big... Well, hold on. Like, the direction for me was to not play it evil or good. I'm just... Like, we do different things. We approach things differently. And that's how I'm playing the character. And I was just like...
That's cool.
That's pretty cool.
So he's not just pure evil.
He will have motivation. He will have ideas. He will have a difference of opinion. And...
Shouldn't all characters that are being directed not be directed to be evil?
Exactly. Well,
they always think they're some doing and the good
some,
thing.
Some yes, some guy. None. Like the best bad guys don't think they're doing the wrong thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And that's so like hearing things like that, like oh well, I was directed to do this. Like it's just okay, I'm pretty okay with that.
Huh.
Kylo Ren's gonna be fucking dope.
That's a cool name.
He does look dope too. Yeah. Cool name.
Yeah. Cool name.
Yeah. We'll see it.
It was a lot of Star Wars talk. Not that I'm complaining. Just came out of nowhere.
Are we still on TV? Or we obviously went to movies.
Are we blasting the games? Or is there more movies? Is there more TV?
No.
Anyone watch?
Alone.
Oh, yeah. You want to talk about it?
Yeah, we kind of talked about it earlier.
If you watch and celebrate Alone, then why not Big Brother?
Because
Alone is more bound to nature, which is Chad's. Less Shroud.
Yeah, it's not produced. I mean, it is by the
is there or is there not talking heads in that show?
It's talking heads as much as, like, Survivor Man is talking heads. Because that's what they're doing.
So there is talking heads. So they have to tell character A, it's time for you to go and do an interview.
It's not that at all.
Are you equating every talking head show in the world to Big Brother?
No, I'm just saying that you say it's fake because there's talking heads. And I'm saying, like, no.
Not because there's talking heads.
Listen to this. 10 guys, this is the competition. Stay out as long as you possibly can. 10, like, survival experts or whatever.
Vancouver.
From all over the world. North America. Go out to Vancouver Island. They each get to bring 10 pieces of survival gear with them, like a knife, fire starter.
Yeah.
Whatever, canopy, tarp. And they get dropped off in different spots of Vancouver Island where there's mountain lion, bear, just predators.
But you have to appreciate that it's just as dangerous as Survivor. They're not going to set these people up to get eaten by mountain lions.
Yeah, they are.
No.
Watch
so, like, they would just film it and be like, oh, yes. He's getting eaten by a mountain lion.
Yeah.
I guess he's out.
It's that fucking real. Like, the guys...
They
get dropped off. They give them the cameras.
That makes me think that's even more fake.
They give them training with the cameras, and they go out there and they're like, well, they're taking off now. So the boat, they drop them off. The boat leaves. They have to build the fucking shelters. And a whole bunch of shit happens. Like first night, I'll spoil the first episode.
I don't want you to. I kind of want to watch it.
Be vague.
Like,
be
we're, how many episodes in are we? Because I'll just catch
we're
up.
We're only four episodes.
All right. Don't even spoil it. I'll catch up, and we can talk about it in the next episode.
But something happens enough to prove that it's more real than...
Yeah, it's Big fucking Brother. Real.
Like, no, I know. Like, the one guy lost his head and tried to kill somebody, and they fucking kicked him off the show.
No. You can't be kicked off the show because nobody knows where you are. You have a satellite phone that you can only use if you want to get called.
It has one button.
You want to get called the fuck out. And they come and rescue you. There was one guy.
I really wish that Big Brother was more interesting this season, because I would say, let's trade off. Let's fucking watch both each.
But Big Brother sucks. Such an investment.
It is like three episodes a week.
Insane. Like that, man. Like, this show, it's condensed down quite a bit. Like, they don't even focus on a lot of the guys that are out there. They focus on, like, the people that shit is happening to.
Yeah.
So, like...
So, there could be people who are just doing fine. And they don't...
And they are. Like, they show them every now and again. It's like, this guy's been surviving for 6 days, and they've shown him, like, three times. He's like, hey, guys, how's it going?
Everything's fine. Fishing good. Yeah.
Lots of berries.
Lots of fishing.
Yeah, and it's exactly Survivor Man, where they have the tripod set up, and they're just like, well, being out here alone, it's really fucking driving me insane. Like, the one guy was literally going nuts. Like, there was like a brackish stream, which means like it's filtering with salt water and fresh water.
Nay.
And he thought he had a way of like filtering it, and he was filtering it through like this moss, and he was drinking it. It's like, well, it tastes a little bit salty, but it's not too bad. And then during the middle of the night, he was just sitting there going like, just like freaking out in his tent. He's like, I'm seeing lights all over this fucking place. And he was just losing his mind.
Just dehydrated.
That's what salt water does to you. Like, you hallucinate.
It's wild.
It's really good. I like.
I do want to watch it. I'm glad it's only four episodes in, because I kind of want to see it.
Yeah, the only complaint I have is that they recap, like, going into a commercial break.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I know all about it, yeah.
Yeah, they lead up to, like, a big thing, and then it's, like, cliffhanger commercial, and then they come back from the commercial break, and then it's 30 seconds of that exact same thing that you watched. It's like, fuck, I know where I'm at. Like,
I'm going to watch it. What's it called? Alone?
Alone. Yeah. It's really
good.
See,
I feel like Big Brother's just a microscope on, like, stereotypical idiots.
Yeah.
And, like, they throw in, like, some smart people, and it's like, let's see if, like, the jock who fucking, you know, is a professional wrestler wins, or let's see who this guy is. He's a professional poker player. This guy's a big fucking nerd. Let's see who can manipulate each other and who can be, like, the best manipulator of like, a household. And then they mix in a bunch of, like, fucking cool stuff. So, like, it's just a cool idea. Like, the last season, a fucking undercover cop won. And he's like, this is my character for the show. This is who I'm going to be. And, like, he just put it all on and said, like, this is Big Brother Derek. And the guy fucking won. Like, he manipulated everybody. He controlled people. And this is cool shit. And it's as fake as, like, hey, go to the diary room. And, like, honestly, I will go so far as to say they're coached in the diary room. Say this. Say that. That's the fake part. But, like, everything that actually happens in the house, as far as, like, gaining respect of people, and, like, they're all fucking each other the whole time, which is crazy. And, like, once someone bangs somebody, they're like, oh, you're a pair.
It's not crazy, though.
And they – no, but once someone's a pair, they, like – it affects the house, so people are trying not to fuck people. It's just weird. It's, like, it's a big – like, the idea is, like, outside the – like, whoever's in power that week, whoever gets to pull the strings, is called the head of household. There's, like, a big chessboard, like, outside of that room always. It's, like, it's just symbolic of, like, everyone's playing their pieces, and, like, they align. You can align with people and say, like, okay, well, if I win, you're going to be safe, and, you know, so that means, like, next week you're going to be safe. And then they go to the diary room, like, no, I was completely fucking lying, or I was telling the truth, or, like, here's what I'm going to say, and then over the next week, this, that, and the other thing, and then they go through with it, and it works out, or it doesn't. It's cool shit.
I feel like that's not cool shit.
Well, I mean, you got to watch the show.
All right.
But I'm really interested in this Alone show.
Yeah, Alone, like, there's no voiceovers of, like, so then this is when I went out and did this.
it's part of the production.
It's all happening at the moment.
I don't want every...
They have recordings of them going like, so I'm just going to do this. Like, they've all watched Survivor Man. It's like it's basically Survivor Man just without the name.
I mentioned Talking Heads. I'm not saying like that's the best way to do it. I'm just saying that exists. But this is something different, which I'm fine with as well.
Survivor Man, but with 10 people. And it's a competition.
So no one loses their shit and tries to and gets kicked off the show?
They can't.
It's voluntary quitting, right?
Yeah, like you go out there and you can die.
Maybe this happened last season.
Like the one guy, he was like, I'm missing my...
You can't die, Chad.
You can.
They're not going to fucking put someone out there and then let him die.
Dude.
It's on fucking television.
Yeah, they wouldn't show it, obviously. But like...
Oh, he's dead.
They followed... There was one guy, he made his shelter and he just made it as safe as he possibly could.
Yeah.
And he's going out at like in the middle of the night. Like he's like, I hear some cracking in the bush. I'm just a little kind of freaked out. And he walked out to go take a pee and he has his camera with him. And there's a fucking black
Sasquatch
bear from me to that garbage can away. And he's like, holy fuck. And he starts running back to his tent and he gets into his tent. And the thing's just outside, just breaking branches.
There's no doubt every character on the show signed a waiver saying, if you die, it's your own fucking fault.
That's like, you're not given food. Nothing's given to you. Like, you have to fend for yourself and record everything yourself. Like, they're being as strict as possible.
I love it. I can't wait to start watching.
It's fucking cool. I don't know.
Is the definition of a talking head someone who recaps to the camera their events?
No, that's just what they use the...
So you're just saying it's a portrait where you point at your face and you talk to the camera.
Okay, any documentary, like it comes from the documentary where
you're aware you're being filmed?
You see something and then it's just like literally a head on screen saying things.
No, but you see something and you say something. That's a recap. You live something and you explain it while it's happening. You happen to be aware where the camera is. You look at it. You talk to it. That's a different thing.
I would say talking heads implies that there's an interviewer on the other side of the camera. So this alone show does not include talking heads.
Yeah, or potentially the concept of recapping, looking back.
That. Anything that's like, hey, how did you feel about making this new movie? Hey, Paul Rudd, Ant-Man, what do you feel about it? And then boom, Paul Rudd's head on fucking screen.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a great movie. Everything's going to be great. Like, that's what I would call a talking head.
Okay. Yeah, so someone stares at the camera, talks to it, not necessarily talking head.
No, that's archival footage.
I agree.
So, I mean, this show doesn't include talking heads. That's completely all right.
All right, Alone. I'm going to watch it.
It's a good show. I like it.
I'm going to watch it. We're already at 40 minutes. I think this has been a great bike tour-esque, conversation-driven episode.
Yeah.
So,
I have lots more.
Do we talk about games?
Next stop.
I still have TV.
You still have television?
Yes.
All right.
Have you seen Orange is the New Black?
I
haven't finished it.
It's good.
I kind of gave up too.
I think it's the best season yet.
Look out. Season 3?
Yes. Last season, Joe and I talked about the fact that they got away from Chapman.
Yeah.
And they delved another character. And I said I liked it. You said you didn't like it. Chapman's a fucking bitch. She needs to get stabbed. And do away with her. What I care about is the stories from the girls in the prison.
But that tells me you don't know your ending. You have no ending, and I'm not in this indefinitely.
Absolutely, it does.
Like, that's it.
I do not disagree with that statement whatsoever.
Yeah, okay.
But
that's exactly it. So when I see that, when I start to see that in a, like, these Netflix shows should not be 20 seasons of Seinfeld or 20 seasons of The Simpsons. You know what I mean?
I disagree. I disagree. I do not watch that show and feel like what's going to happen in Chapman. They abandoned that.
Any dramatic show.
At the end of first season, when they got rid of fucking Jim from American Pie. Nobody cares.
He was in season 2?
Barely.
Did he die?
No, just,
they just wrote him out.
It's like
disappeared.
Oh, cool.
They got away from what's going to happen to Chapman. She had a real life. She's in prison now. What's going to happen when she gets out? It's going to be hard to live this prison life and then go into normal life.
Yeah.
Is she going to remain engaged? are they going to stay together? Will Jim wait for her? No, it's done. I don't care about that. I don't want that typical drama about, like, waiting for her on the outside.
Yeah.
The characters are cool.
But it could be anything. They could any good writer, like, could do something interesting with Chapman.
You're right, they could. But she's only one character of, I'm going to say, 12. And I'm literally, I hate the way they've written her.
You know what? I suppose it's the equivalent of, like, Ned Stark. Like, season one is Ned Stark's narrative. It's from his perspective.
Yep.
Everything that happens is because he knows about it. There's nothing going on behind the scenes of Ned Stark's adventure.
Okay.
And then they blast out of that.
Right.
Which is fine. Okay. I'll agree it's okay.
Exactly.
But, like, I'm not necessarily interested in the subject matter of this prison. I mean, I suppose I am.
Dude, every individual story is extremely interesting.
I disagree so far.
Name me one character's backstory.
I don't fucking care if Red's trying to bang that fucking old guy. I don't care.
Oh, I love it. That is so good. Red? Okay.
The only,
how do you care about Chapman more than you care about Red?
I don't. The only character I care about is Caputo. Caputo's the only character that I fucking am interested in.
If you're only halfway through, there's some Caputo stuff in there. That's good. It's good.
Yeah,
his story is amazing.
Stuff. I know, like,
Caputo's backstory is dope, man. I
Caputo.
It blew away. I didn't expect to get a Caputo story. I didn't expect to get any prison guard story that was rivaled the actual prison character stories.
You know what?
So good.
I'm gonna throw this out. Okay. For some reason, I need, like, those male characters are the best.
That's why Caputo, they do the Caputos.
Mendez and fucking and the other cop.
As far as I know. Mustache?
Caputo's a mustache. No. Caputo Mendez.
He's the Fu Manchu.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Mendez is gone.
Yeah.
And spoiler alert, somebody else.
Yeah.
So, like, and I'm not just saying, like, I need fucking dudes, because a good example is I didn't like fucking Big Bang Theory until they gave the female characters more weight.
Yeah.
That's just me.
Yeah, I know.
So I'm just saying, like, those were big characters, and they just got rid of them all because I don't think a lot of dudes watched the show, so they got rid of all the male characters. Except Caputo, right? Like, Caputo is still doing something.
No, I feel like they're aware of the male character problem since season one, and they're inserting where they need to.
There's literally no male characters. They're all gone. Except Caputo.
There's the fucking weed dude. There's the Healy. The mechanic guy.
Just
the brother.
Okay.
They're playing as the brother in the latter half of the season.
What? Okay, season three. You know what? I haven't seen it, but I'll take your word for it. I'm going to continue watching it.
Just
hopefully it turns around.
Forget Chapman.
Chapman
is
like,
the least
interesting
character.
I have no investment in Chapman.
Okay, good.
I'm just saying it shows me you don't have a final episode. You don't have a final season. There's no arc. So, like, it just, I'm not willing to invest an infinite amount of time into this show, and you've shown me that you have no idea where you're going.
I've gotten in this place.
It's the same as fucking Mad Men. Like, I struggled with all of these shows. What else? Like,
I don't know why, but with
Orange Is
the
New
Black,
good,
I don't,
like,
care about the
did
end.
Did you
game.
Really? Is this really what you wanted to happen?
I didn't watch the end. I haven't seen the end yet.
Did that light just turn on?
That light just turned on.
We gotta bounce.
We gotta get out of here.
All right. Well,
there's no way. You think it came in from the other side?
Yep. No, the light just turned on from the inside. That door's gonna open in under 15 seconds.
Holy fuck!
So
let's prepare ourselves.
So this has been another episode of All Rangemo Podcast.
Catch you again in the next stop.
My name's Joe.
My name's Chad.
Damn it.
Did you see her?
I'm TJ.
All Rangemo out. More folk.
More folk. More folk. More folk.